In 2018, Kellogg's discontinued their popular Rice Krispies cereal, and they replaced it with vanilla Rice Krispies. I remember people phoning into my show when I was doing the breakfast show, going, are these people mad? Have you tasted this stuff? Now, I loved Rice Krispies, and when they discontinued it, I didn't buy any other Kellogg's products. You know, I tried the vanilla Rice Krispies. It was terrible, absolutely terrible. Now, the consumer favorite is back, though. You heard Helena Wasserman, the editor of businessinsider.co.za, saying that the original is back. A lot of people going, thank heavens. But the price is going to be a little more. Why? Because it's being imported from the United Kingdom. We don't have the capacity to manufacture it in South Africa. And so that's pushed up the price to 70 Rand a box. You might want to call in right now and tell me whether you'll buy Rice Krispies for 70 Rand a box. Nobody knows why the original was discontinued, but the consumer backlash has certainly forced the company to reconsider their decision. So you are joined by Zandile Mposelwa, who is the head of external relations at Kellogg Sub-Saharan Africa. Zandile, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you for the invite, Kino. Good morning to you and the listeners.
It's a pleasure. Can you maybe explain to us whose idea was it to discontinue Rice Krispies in the first place?
In 2018, and actually even before that, we had been getting feedback from consumers that they would like some taste with the vanilla Rice Krispies. And we'd conducted an in-depth research talking to moms who had been enjoying Rice Krispies and their kids have been enjoying Rice Krispies, and those who had not eaten Rice Krispies. And we had gotten a resounding feedback that they would like some taste. We tasted various flavors, and vanilla came out as the one that had been preferred. Mm. So that decision had been guided by those consumer feedback.
When you say in-depth market research,
yeah,
how many people did you actually sample?
We sampled close to 1,000 people, Kino, if my memory serves me well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's guided by the marketing research guidelines.
Okay, but obviously the research wasn't accurate because a lot of people complained about vanilla, and now you're bringing back the original.
We appreciate the feedback that we got from our consumers, and that is the reason why we had been working behind the scenes to identify how do we offer Rice Krispies original, still keeping the Rice Krispies vanilla, because we have also been getting feedback from consumers, some consumers, that they are enjoying the flavor. So now we've got the original back in market. And we will also continue to have the vanilla flavor in market as well.
Was I right in saying that the sugar content in the original Rice Krispies was much lower than the vanilla?
Correct. So, that is the case.
So why discontinue an original that obviously sold? Why didn't you just add another vanilla? I don't understand why you needed to get rid of an original, which I imagine was still doing okay in the sales side of things.
I think the decision, you know, when you are in a production facility, sometimes you have those to make those difficult decisions, and which is the reason why now we have re-looked that decision, and which is why we are making both available. It would have been provided some complication to keep both at the time.
Okay, but I mean, I still, you know, we all know what sugar does. Everybody's talking about sugar reduction. It just baffles, and you know, just baffles my mind that a company would replace something with less sugar with more sugar, given the fact there are implications for. And you know, a lot of young kids eat, you know, cereals in the morning, porridges, and whatever. A lot of them eat the Kellogg product, including the Rice Krispies. Why would you want to give kids more sugar?
So I get your point, Kino. the vanilla flavoring that we had been using with in the product, it needed to for addition of some sugar. Again, that was guided. And I think the amount of sugar that we had in the product was to make sure that we get to the flavor requirement that we needed that was preferred by the consumers. And it was also below the, you know, the regulation that has been allowed by the government.
Okay. Now, why is Rice Krispies now being imported from the UK and we're paying 70 rand a box? What is the issue with producing it here?
At this point in time, you know, we do not have the capacity to produce locally. And what we did not want to do is to wait until we've done the investment to produce locally. That is why we wanted to bring it back for our consumers who've been asking for it as quick as possible. And the cost is mainly driven by the fact that there is import duties that we've had, you know, to cover as well.
Sure. But explain this production thing for me. You need a separate production line and processes in order to make a plain Rice Krispie box or make the cereal.
It's a production process that is different, Kino.
Okay. And then what happened to the old production line in 2018? Did you guys sell it off or what happened?
We repurposed it for producing other range of products. In the past couple of years, we've gone towards diversifying our portfolio. So that's a decision that we had done. And again, like I said, that we have decided that not to wait until we have reinvested in our production facilities to bring it back to our consumers. Hence, we wanted to bring it back as soon as possibly can. And over the past couple of months, we've been, you know, talking to our colleagues around the world to see which market we are able, that has got capacity that we can be able to get the product and bring it to South Africa as quick as possible.
How big was the backlash?
Well, you know, we had both consumers that were not happy with us, and we also had consumers that were happy with us.
No, but I mean, come on now, that now you're giving me a PR answer to a question. I want to know. Because if you can't wait, obviously if there's not enough people, you know, knocking on your door saying we want the original back, you can just wait for the investment and put the production line in place. Because I'm sure that won't, especially with the pockets you guys have, it won't take longer than a couple of months or a year, maybe a year and a half. Why then import it if there was not a big backlash and people didn't say we want this back and we want it back or else we're not going to buy anything else?
I think for us, it's about making sure that we listen to our customer feedback. That is very, very important, to listen to customers who have been supporting our portfolio of brands. So that was really quite important to be able to do that as soon as possible. Like I said, we listened to them. They gave us the feedback, and we needed to make sure that we bring them the product that they had enjoyed as quick as possible.
Do you have any numbers of complaints that you had or requests?
Well, I mean, you know, if one would look at the social media, we had, you know, both, you know, feedback that says we must bring it back, and those that said that, you know, they're still there enjoying.
Yeah, but hold on. You're making a financial investment here, right? Which I would imagine would run to millions. Mm-hmm. Correct. You don't make a financial investment. You don't come here and say, okay, our capital expenditure in order to bring that back online is going to be 4 million based on a handful of, you know, Twitter complaints. So surely there must have been some empirical evidence which pointed to you having made a mistake getting rid of it in the first place, which is why the company is willing to make that investment.
Where I am at this point, Kim, I'm not able to quote the numbers for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, bottom line, Zandile, I in particular am very happy you're bringing it back because I didn't like the taste of the vanilla. I'm sure there are people who did. Yeah. But please get the production facility online because 70 bucks with Eskom, 0.6 growth and all of that. Yeah. And let's create some South African jobs.
Absolutely. We're happy. And I mean, I was on social media last night and it's been great to hear feedback from consumers who had told us that they would rather have their their Rice Krispies original bag,
okay,
than saying that they could, you know, they appreciate, they, you know, love it, telling others as well. So we really appreciate your feedback, you know.
And okay, wonderful.
We hope that your kids will enjoy that box of Rice Krispies Original.
Long as it has less sugar. But Zandile Mposelwa, thank you for your time. The head of external relations at Kellogg Sub-Saharan Africa. This is not going to be scientific at all. But if you are the Kellogg Rice Krispie eating type of person, I'd love to get an indication from you as to whether you actually like the vanilla. Maybe it's just my taste buds that are messed up, but I think it's terrible. I definitely prefer the original Kellogg's Rice Krispies. If that's something you feel strongly about, calling in about, or WhatsApping about, or sending a voice message about, do so. The numbers to dial in, 021-446-0567, and WhatsApp on 072-567-1567. A very good morning to you, and welcome to today.